البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. عشرة أسباب تجلب محبة الله تعالى. 10 ways to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had mentioned reciting the book of Allah of reflection, number one. Number two, to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing voluntary actions. Number three, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your tongue, heart and actions. Number four now, give preference to what Allah loves over what you love when being overcome by desires, thus ascending to what He loves even when the ascension is difficult. This one here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. O believers, you and I are believers, walhamdulillah. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Fala wa rabbika. And say, and by Allah, and nay by Allah, la yu'minun, they will not believe. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ Until they make you, O Prophet of Allah, as a judge between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا And they do not find in their hearts any displeasure of this. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا Any, يعني, ضيق, يعني, tight heart with what the outcome is from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ With that which you have judged. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. The believer submits wholeheartedly to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which has come from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because we know that the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wahy. وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. That is not utter, he does not utter from his whims and desires, rather it is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is wahy that is inspired to him. So attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt is by preferring that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for you and what Allah loves for you. Allah wants us to eat from the tayyibat. Ya ayyuha an-nasu kulu min at-tayyibati ma razaqnakum. O people, eat from that which is pure, that which is provided for you. Allah has chosen that we eat that which is from the pure, we drink from that which is pure, and we refrain from the khaba'ith. Allah wants that and Allah loves that for us. And if we wholeheartedly eat only that which is pure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're in a state of worship whilst you're eating that which is halal. Because you're abiding by the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the legislator. And you follow the legislation. We follow the legislation, the commandments. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's awha ilayna. It is Allah who has sent down the book of Allah, the book, His word. So by you and I applying that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored for us over our desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to lower our gazes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to only say that which is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to refrain from the haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be obedient to our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be dutiful to the orphans, not to steal from one another, and so forth. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sharia, and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated has hikmah and wisdom. And not only has wisdom, but it is upright for society. It perfects humanity, and it keeps mankind upon this upright system, and for everybody to be living in a perfect state. And anytime anybody, an individual, a group, a nation, ever goes outside the preference of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will only see turmoil, you'll see corruption, you'll see trials and tribulations, you'll see much transgression, and you'll see, of course, a lot of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us not to do, or has warned us from. For here, attaining and acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no doubt by fulfilling that which Allah loves for you, and overcoming your desire. This is a sign of loving Allah. Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign you love Allah. And obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign you love Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the messenger to tell them, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ Say, do you truly love Allah? فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then follow me. Meaning follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ So follow me and Allah will love you. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ And He will forgive you. So following the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this could link with us doing the voluntary actions we mentioned. In point number two, in acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by fulfilling or applying or engaging yourself in voluntary actions. This will attain you the love of Allah because you're applying the sunan, the voluntary actions that the Prophet ﷺ taught us. But it is directly you following the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in his ways. When you're doing a voluntary actions, when you're praying a 12 sunan, or when you're fasting Mondays and Thursdays in the three white days, for example, or you're praying Salat al-Duha, or you're praying Salat al-Witr, this is mimicking and emulating the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and this will attain you and acquire you bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fourth point here, placing in preference what Allah loves for you. Remember, you may not know what you are applying is good for you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it is good for you. As long as it has come from Allah, it is good. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And fighting is being written upon you. It's been commanded upon you. It's been written. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you dislike something, but it is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you like something or you love something, but it is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ. And Allah is the all-knowing. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know not.